This is a conversation with Suzanne Noel. It is different from earlier conversations in the series in the sense that it is more experimental. We are figuring out ways to track and talk about the felt sense. So we are doing something that is a mixture of focusing and conversation and interactive process, at times wondering whether we are actually within the realm of focusing or felt sensing or a little bit outside of it, and it brings up some vulnerabilities about it. We are happy to share this with you in the hope that it will stimulate you to talk more about the process itself. Felt sense experiences that you might want to share with people?
Mm-hmm.
Something that might feel right to share at this moment?
Well, I think I might just kind of be holding felt sense, and then I'm just going to drop inside and then just see what comes from there.
Okay, so holding felt sense and dropping inside. And I'm doing this at the same time as you are, so I'm not necessarily sharing what's going to happen, but there's a sense of, you know, my experiment is trying to resonate with you, conscious of my experience and hearing about yours.
I'm getting, it's kind of like my body's moving up as if I'm breathing something in. And that breathing in, I'm getting like an image of like a desert mirage. Like when heat is rising on a road, it's kind of wavy and unclear. It's like you feel like there's an essence that is rising.
Yeah, so heat rising on the road, and there's something rising from the solid road.
Exactly. I'm just going to take that into my chest and belly. It feels chemical right now. It feels like an interaction of chemicals, like in a lab, like a little of this blue chemical and a little of that, and then the chemical reaction starts happening.
So something like chemical reactions, colors, reactions, and I'm curious, as you describe this, of what is happening inside as you stay with this image of the heat rising from the road. Were you visually aware of it? Were you feeling some physical sensations? Very curious about the process by which, you know, this felt sense shifts.
As I went inside, then inside it was more like an image inside of more like in my body, like chemistry jars in my body, and then my hands started moving. So this is like what like a felt sense now that was coming with these gestures of the like the interaction, like my hands are moving, like a little this and a little that, and it's like my hands were moving with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, it was still kind of an image in my, kind of in my body with the hand gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. So there's a mixture of things that happened during this time. Is you started, you know, in some way with that image of the heat rising on the desert road.
And that came with a breathing in. I felt my body kind of unfurling and sitting up and breathing in. So it was like a breathing in, and then I saw the, yeah, that mirage in the road, like the felt sense is kind of like that at first, kind of wavy, you know.
Yeah. So that sense of the image captured the waviness of the felt sense, and at just about the same time you felt that breathing.
Exactly, and the change in body posture.
Change in body posture. Mm-hmm. And you also were connected to some sense of chemical bottles or colors. I forgot exactly what you were talking
about. Yeah, chemical bottles in my body.
Yeah.
Like those flasks that they use in chemistry. Yeah. See, even just staying with it now, I felt like I just had a shift with that. Like, yeah, like, right now I'm doing more hand gesture felt sensing. It's like now my hands are like right above my abdomen and my lower belly, and they're moving like back and forth, but above. So it's like there's, I want to say trading places, changing places, shifting places.
So again, I'm slowing down, and just this tiny little moment that as we are talking about how you're experiencing, and I'm mentioning again the flasks, the bottles, you say yes and you feel that breathing. And then you have that sense of the hand wanting to move, and you have the movement of the hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, it was, are you still there?
I'm here.
Ah, okay, I wasn't sure. It's both hands kind of hovering above the belly and the abdomen, kind of as, yeah, see, I just had like a pregnant feeling, and it's kind of like feeling the energy of the pregnant feeling, like,
yeah.
Sensing is,
yeah.
Like that, like,
yeah.
Right, you know,
yeah. So feeling the pregnancy of the felt sense, and as you're describing it, I have a very vivid sense. So you had the hand, you know, following the curved contour of the flask, like the belly. So is it like touching the pregnant belly?
It's right above the pregnant belly. So it's feeling the energy of it, like. Oh yeah. See, I had another shift. Like, I'm imagining now, I've never had a Reiki session, right? I've never been to an energy healer, but it's almost like our attention is like a hand that just hovers above wherever the felt sense is in a way, and then it senses the energy inside, and it like draws it. Like I'm feeling that now, my hand like drawing the felt sense out in a way. But the hand is a symbol for our attentiveness, right?
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say is you're describing this, and the hand is a symbol, you know, but at the same time, it's not just a symbol that is abstract, because you have that experience of the hand actually hovering over the belly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually sensing with your hand. So it's both a symbol and something that feels very real to you as I hear you.
Exactly, right. It's both.
Mm, yeah.
Exactly. A symbol and also very real. Exactly. And that, that I'm feeling in my chest. There's, it's odd because actually what I just felt in my chest was like a ripping of something. It's an, almost, and this also connects to felt sensing, almost, and see, sorry, I was just getting a call. I have to, I'm sorry, I have to change my, it's like a ripping apart, but it's like an ungluing.
So yeah, yeah.
It's like, more like that, like there's something about felt sensing that unglues things.
Yeah.
I felt it in my chest, like this ungluing and then this nice air coming out.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm hearing, and in a way, what's happening to me as I am listening and following, you know, we're not doing a regular focusing session, so we're talking in a way about the focusing as there is something like focusing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening for me is almost having a sense of, you know, there's a part where I'm very calm and very connected to the calm and the depth that I'm hearing from you and the going deeper and settling. And there's a part that almost feels like panic as I'm feeling, oh my God, this is going so fast. There's so much. There's so many layers that's happening so subtly. There's no way in the world I can really follow, you know, literally moment by moment, all that's happening.
There's both the calm and then also this panic because so much is happening and it's like a feeling of you can't follow all that's happening.
So one moment, you know, you were talking about the flask and about the hand moving and the following the contour of the belly from the top and sensing there and the you know, how it is both a physical sensation and a sensing and a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you were, you know, resonating with that, something came into your chest. And that's where, whoa, what's happening here?
Yes, I felt the response to hearing what you had said brought some joy, and the joy I was experiencing in my chest. So I moved my attention up to my chest, and actually my hands even moved up to my chest too. They were, and so it was very fast, right?
Yeah, so very interesting of how, you know, one thing led to another that just it was as, you know, just resonating with the part about the belly and then brought joy to you, and joy was located in the chest, and the sensation just brought you that in that part of your body and that different felt sense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when I heard you say calm, I got in touch with how grounded I feel right now in my body, and just kind of feeling that calmness throughout my whole body when I heard you say that.
Mm.
And so just hearing you say that kind of, oh yeah, okay, I'll just slow down and feel in and,
So just hearing the word calm brought you to, you know, to resonate with your own sense of calm and wanting to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to it in your body.
Yeah, exactly.
So is there a part in your body where you feel that calm more?
It feels like a whole body experience right now. What I'm aware of, it's my hands resting on my thighs, and It's like a nice, the words that come are being here, like being here meaning my body. It's like, this calm is like a nice being here in my body. And as I say being here, it's like my hands want to touch my thighs, and it's like here.
Here. Yeah. So again, it's amazing that sense of something that could be very abstract, like being here, but you have a very, very physical sensed experience of it, and that's the hand touching the thigh, and that's expressing that being here.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's something about you, when you keep saying that, there seems to be something very important in that, the abstract being here now.
Mm.
You know, like, and okay, so what came, as I said, that was an image of the Virgin Mary.
So, an image of the Virgin Mary, and of course, as we're exploring, you know, again, not regular focusing, I am curious about, you know, the little things, in sensation and images and, you know, felt senses that might have brought you to that.
Well, there was something about the word abstract, which felt like a silhouette of something, like, it felt, when I heard you say abstract, I had an image of what is abstract is kind of like a silhouette or a bigger reflection of the thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, kind of like silhouette is what came, and that silhouette then, it turned into those halos you see in Catholic churches around people's heads. What is that called?
Yeah, halo. Hello. Yeah.
And then it was the Virgin Mary. So, I don't know if I just lost you. I feel like now I got a little lost here.
You got a little lost. Maybe as, you know, I brought you, you were from a place of feeling very grounded, and I brought in the question about how this happened. So in a way, I kind of broke that mood, you know, that sense of you feeling very grounded.
Right, but it felt important also, this abstract, when you said there's something about the felt sensing being a concrete abstractness, or, right? Or
Yeah. I mean, for me, it is a question. The part about, in a way, what is the experience of what happens. And there are some things, you know, for instance, saying the Virgin Mary or being here, being present, that could seem like concept or ideas, and some things that feel more physical. And I'm very curious, as we're talking, about exploring the back and forth between the two, or the bridges between the two, or, you know, the shifting between one and the other. Or even whether there is one and the other, or it's the same thing in some way. Mm-hmm. So some curiosity about that for me.
Well, I seem to be getting a lot of images today. So if I get an image, it's not always in my body. So in different sessions, I will have different experiences. Sometimes I'll really feel something in my body, like right before we called each other, I was really feeling this ache in my chest, and I really needed to stay with the ache to get the feel of it. And then the ache turned into an image of a cactus.
Mm-hmm.
And as I stayed with that, it felt like my chest was eating the cactus.
Mm-hmm.
And then But it's kind of like an image sense. It's hard to explain if it's right in the body or in my head. It's kind of both simultaneously at the same time. And almost once it goes into my head as a symbol, as an image, then it changes in the body right away, like,
something that happens both in the head and the body. There is the image and there is something happening in the body.
Right. And then when the meaning comes from the image, like, oh, of course, this is very painful for me to swallow this cactus. It's very painful. And then as soon as I get them, of course, and the insight, then there's that deep breath and the shift, and already the ache changes, right? So, but to be able to say what is concrete and what is abstract, and what is mind and what is body, I don't think I can really make that separation.
Yeah, and you know, actually, as you're saying that, as I'm hearing, you know, what you're saying and the tone of your voice there, I have something that almost could be described as a sensation of pain and of, you know, like, why would anybody even want to make these distinctions? So I'm kind of backing off from that to just having a curiosity about just what happens.
Instead of making distinctions, just being curious. What is it that happens?
Yeah.
And as I was saying that back to you, my fingers were gently kind of together, and when I said, what is it that happens, they opened up. So focusing is this opening up.
Yeah. So as I'm listening to you, you know, just this moment when you talk about the fingers opening up, and other times, other things you've said, it feels like your experience of the felt sense at this moment is almost like asking a question to your whole mind body, and just listening for some thing that comes up, and you say, aha, and you say, yeah, fingers opening up, it's opening up. It's like the finger, it's not the fingers are a symbol, but you have that sense of opening up expressed in the fingers, and then you express it in words.
A sense. Right, it's like a... It's even more than listening. It's more like a, what is it? Like a sensing beholding?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a beholding. Oh, now I just made a word association. Beholding, you know, beholding your experience.
Right.
Right. So,
right.
Sorry. There's a quality of like waiting, receiving, beholding, seeing.
Yeah, beholding, receiving, seeing. So, as you're in this beholding, receiving, seeing, what's the experience inside?
Kind of being with the contours of my body, and although it's not shaped like this, but I was kind of, as I was being with the contours of my body, I got an image of an hourglass. Not that I wish I had that kind of body. I don't. But the hourglass, and then that seems important for Fab Fencing also. And I just wanted to stay with what is, how do I feel as I'm being with that hourglass?
So being with that hourglass, is that a sense of feeling like you're an hourglass, or a sense of following the contour of an hourglass with your hand that's, you know, outside of you? Or both, or neither?
Well, I was more felt sensing about felt sensing, but that's a really good question. Do I feel like an hourglass with the sand moving through me? No, it was, I was waiting to get the feel of it further. You see, that was like, what is the mood? Yeah, I think you mentioned mood earlier. So I was waiting to be with, so the hourglass came first, being with the contours of my body, and then I had this image of an hourglass. Then I was going to stay with the image of the hourglass to get the feel of that, like the mood of that. What is the mood of this?
So that something came about hourglass, and it seemed like there's some kind of a, almost physically sensing the shape. And once you did that, there's that question that came of, what is the mood of that? What is the mood of hourglass?
Because the mood, I like that word almost for felt sensing, mood. I mean, it's more or less, but there's something about that the mood, what is the feel of this? Yeah, what is the mood of that hourglass? So, and I just experienced anxiety in my arms and legs, so I just want to notice that, because that's... And that's not... I'm always mentioning that a body sensation is not really a felt sense.
But so right now, but it's right now what we're doing is actually, you know, being very curious about all the little components that happen moment by moment, and not too worried about whether they're, you know, legitimate felt sense or not, in some definition or another. So you're feeling some anxiety in your arms and legs. And what's that sensation like, you know, in the arms and legs?
Well, I kind of grounded myself by touching the furniture, so it's not really here anymore. So let me just see if it, I'm trying to backtrack to see what brought it. When I said mood, mood. Well, the vestiges of it are like almost like pins and needles. It's faint now. Like the anxiety is not so present there anymore. My arms
So what was happening is this feeling, the sensation of pins and needles in the arms and legs, the sense of this is anxiety, and as you grounded yourself, it disappeared.
And I got the grounding in the focusing session once when I asked, what does this anxiety need? And I asked it, and the same anxiety told me I needed to touch the wooden furniture. And it's pretty obvious, right, that anxiety to ground yourself, but I'd never known that before. My own body told me that it wanted me to touch the furniture, and there's a real Yeah, even as I'm doing it now, I'm holding the wooden chair in the back and the bamboo desk in the front. There's a real, it's almost like the body feels very happy to be holding the wood and the bamboo. It's more than happy.
Yeah, so the body expressed the desire to touch the wood, to touch, and the body is feeling very happy to have that experience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what am I doing now? It's similar to felt sensing in the sense that you're being with the, it's like being willing. Felt sensing is being willing to be with like the intricate details of the experience, right? Like being willing to feel into it a little more. Like,
so that sounds like a perfect place, you know, to stop. I need to have a time limit to this. Mm-hmm. And it feels like we landed on a beautiful place of that sense of felt sensing, making the space to attend to the intricate details of the experience moment by moment.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And to me, the word is entering. I like that word.
Entering. Yeah.
More than being with. Some people, it's being with, but for me, it's also entering.
Yeah. So that sense of entering, because otherwise you could stay outside, but there's something important about entering. It's not just being with, but it's from inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That felt really good to hear back to say. Right. Yeah.
This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prangle. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.